Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, spiritual kickoff for this week. So happy to have you here. We're going to be digging into some great scripture this morning, okay? We're talking about Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12, okay? 10 through 12 and Ephesians 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Guys, that's a powerful scripture right here this week. And I love Ephesians. Ephesians is in my Bible. I have it sitting right here with me. It is just marked all up. I can still read it, thankfully, but it's a lot of underlining, a lot of highlighting, a lot of notes in the margins. Guys, there is so much to be gained from the book of Ephesians. But first of all, on our spiritual kickoffs, we need to know where Ephesians is, right? We got to know where this stuff is, guys. We're not taking anything for granted here. So go to your Gospels. As a reminder, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's your Gospels. Then you have Acts. Then you have Romans. Then you have 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and then you get to Ephesians, okay? Now, Ephesians is only 6 chapters long, okay? Chock full of wisdom. I'm telling you, guys, this is a book of the Bible do not want to ignore. Paul gives a lot of insight here, okay? So right now, what I want you to think about. Think about the clothes that you're wearing. You know, what are you wearing right now? And you may be feeling good about what you're wearing. Maybe you're wearing a suit, or maybe you got some khakis on, or maybe you're chilling out and you're headed in a swimsuit, you're headed to the pool or something like that. Question I got for you is, whatever you're wearing, are you ready for a battle? Are you ready for a battle? Because as Christians and as men, we face battles every day. We're going to unpack this scripture here. We're going to see what it looks like to prepare for what is to come, because we need to be prepared. So when just starting off right out the gate, we need to understand, without him, we are weak. We are weak. Our strength comes through him alone. And he wants us to know where our source of strength come from. I mean, God, he wants us to know that. He wants us to go to him, to cling to him, okay? And so how many guys out there feel like it's all on you? You know, you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it by your strength, your way, your will. You just got to push through. You got to bootstrap it. You got to pull them up, pull them tight. Let's get it. Let's go. That's how so many guys think. But true strength is not found in a bench press, you know, or how much weight you can move, or how big a truck you got, but it's all in God's word. There's mighty power there, mighty power in his word. And what he provides us when we relied on him, it's unbelievable. It's unreal. If we would just take the time to recognize that he's in charge and let's lean into him. So then as you move into the scripture and you look at verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you'll be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. All right, armor. What do you think of when you hear that word armor? You know, maybe soldiers, you know, police officers, maybe even some of you guys probably think of medieval times, right? Like knights, the knight in shining armor, right? Every piece of armor, whether if you're a Navy SEAL or a knight back in the day, every piece of armor has a purpose. Okay, there's nothing flashy. You don't want anything flashy because it's battle. And a battle, it's not about being flashy. A battle is about what? Surviving. That's what it's about. So then the second part, you talk about knowing your enemy. Knowing your enemy. So recent wars are hard because it can be hard to distinguish the enemy from everybody else. And that's exactly what we're facing. It can be so hard. I read so many books on Navy SEALs and, you know, different army things and that are happening, you know, when you fight these wars overseas. And that's the hard part in a lot of these fights, is because you're going into these towns and you can't tell what the enemy is and what the enemy is not, right? It's not like, you know, old wars where, you know, the red coats, you can see, okay, those boys wearing red coats, need to fight those guys. Not like that. It's blending in. And think about back in the day when you're growing up, cowboys and Indians, right? One was the cowboys, one was the Indians, and you'd fight. I don't even know if kids play that anymore. But I know growing up, we did. You always knew which side you're on, right? That's not it. And it's so frustrating because here's the deal. The enemy can infiltrate your inner circle. And before you know it, you have an all-out infiltration from within taking place. I want you to think about the Trojan horse on steroids, guys. I mean, it is really serious. That's how crafty that Satan is. He's crafty. He's gonna do all he can to get in and to have influence on you. And we don't have to put up with it. We don't have to put up with it at all. So all the different ways of attack are coming at us. You know, if you keep reading here in verse 13, it says, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day and that you have done everything to stand firm. Okay, so those attacks are coming. We got to look at the different faces of the enemy, and there's all one common thread. They are all of the world. You know, we are called to the heavenly realm, as Paul is telling us here. But while we are here, we're going to face these enemies. And the scary part is they can sneak in. And they can even look like religion, guys. Okay? Think prosperity gospel, right? Or watered down gospel. Okay? Remember this. When I talked to Pastor Joby, it just stuck with me. And I listen to him every week, probably two or three sermons a week. I continue to get fed just because I feel like he feeds me spiritually in a way that I need. And he told me the Bible and the gospel is offensive. You know, it is. And he also, you know, inside God's word, tells us we need to test the spirits. We need to test it. You know, Satan wants to penetrate the heavenly realms, but he's relegated to hell. You know, he's not getting there. So he wants to pull you away from Jesus or keep the wool over your eyes so that you can't see the truth, right? That's it. Or maybe he's just pulling the wool over your eyes. I was talking to a gentleman just last night, and while I'm thinking about it, this guy does great. He's got a great business. He's an entrepreneur. He's crushing it. He doesn't struggle with sexual sins, no pornography, has a beautiful wife, awesome kids. He struggles. Satan is pulling at him and attacking him with busyness. Because he knows he can keep this man busy, he's not going to do what he needs to do to serve the kingdom. Right? So anything he can do to pull that wool over his eyes and to keep us anything from not looking for Jesus, or not seeking God's will, that's what he's going to do. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. It starts with standing strong in the Lord. Root yourself there. I mean, really dig in deep, and you'll be able to fight. You will. But if you got to root yourself, how do you do it? You spend time with him every day. Read. Know his word. Ask for wisdom. Ask for discernment. Ask for just guidance and direction. Because we need it, guys. If we're gonna win this battle, we got to have it. Because culture today, it's going to do all it can to beat us down. It's going to hammer us. Scripture tells us we can stand strong and know that you can be victorious. Guys, this is powerful scripture here. I want to read it one more time. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you'll be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Guys, recognize the truth that Paul is speaking to us here. I want to make sure that you're ready. Is your armor being tested? Do you know where your armor's at? Or if you have your armor on, has it ever been put to the battle before? Or does it look brand new? When I get to heaven, I want my armor to just be like, I want God to look at me and say, "That okay, he was working." Because it needs to be scuffed up and scarred up, maybe even smell bad, right? I mean, I want that armor to just be so used, because while we're here, you get one chance to fight, guys. One chance. There's no mulligans. So lean in. Put on that armor. Stand firm. So guys, what you can expect this week, I'm going to have an amazing guest. And I'm talking about the guy's going to, he's going to bring the rain, okay? And we're going to be talking about what to expect about being a powerful man that sharpens your dad edge. That's right, your dad edge. So you have to come back on Wednesday, because I'm not going to tell you anymore. But I tell you what, guys, this guy, he brings it. He brings so much wisdom and insight, tips, practical tips. There's even an offer coming up that I didn't see coming. Guys, it's going to be incredible. So come back on Wednesday and check that out. The question I want you to think about this week as you head into your week: how can patience create powerful dads? So how can patience create powerful dads? That was a hard question for me to even write, because I struggle with patience. And somewhere my wife is listening to this spiritual kickoff, and she just said an amen out driving. Honey, I love you, because you do. You put up with me. I'm not the most patient man. I fully admit that. But it's also something that I'm really trying to work on. Particularly, we have three daughters in the house. I don't want them to always think of their dad as this guy who's an ogre or raises his voice, who's always upset or mad. You don't want that. You need to have the fruit of spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. They need to see that in their leader, in their father, in their daddy, and in their husband. So guys, how can patience create powerful dads? Think about that this week, okay? Now again, share this out with other Lions out there. Share it out with your church. Share it out with your men's group. Share it out with your small groups. Share it out with your Sunday school. Just share. Give us a rating and review. That makes a big difference. Go to thelionwithin.us. We got resources there now. We have online courses that we have. You can self-pace your way through some of these videos. Guys, there's blogs, okay? There's downloads. There's 10 scripture downloads that every lion needs to know how to fight, okay? There's some really cool resources. There's swag. There's new stuff in the swag store. Go check it out. Go hook up the Lion Within Us and put a Lion Within Us decal on the back of your truck or your car. You know, represent. Show. So be part. If you want to be a donor, that'd be awesome. Consider being a donor. All that stuff is on thelionwithin.us. So that's thelionwithin.us. Check that out. Be sure to check out our affiliates. We really got some really cool things going on there as well. Guys, I pray you come back Wednesday. I'm telling you, you're not going to be disappointed. This is going to be a great conversation. This is one that you're going to want to bring. Here's your warning. Bring a notepad and something to write with, okay? Because you're going to be taking notes. Okay, this guy, he brings practical ways to sharpen our dad's edge. So guys, I pray you have a great week. Make sure you go study this Ephesians 6 this week. Get this one rooted in your heart. Now get out there and unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey.
We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The lion within us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lions Den community today.
We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.